It's August 27th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. Just how low can the price for voice calls go? How about zero? Google introduced a new phone call feature for Gmail that lets you call anyone in the US or Canada for as long as you like for free. That's right, free. The only charges are if you call overseas, and many of those calls are just 2 cents a minute. Unlike with rival Skype, you don't have to pay to call people with cell or landline phones. However, to receive calls in Gmail, you have to have a Google Voice account, also free. And for now, you only can make calls from your computer and not on Gmail on your mobile phone. The question is whether Google will start charging for this service in the future. It only guarantees free calls for 2010. While the launch of the service might not have telecom giants shaking in their boots, it could hit Skype hard, right as it just filed for an IPO. The question is, why is Google doing it? Peter Nowak and Gizmodo theorized that Google will be using all those voice calls to improve its voice search algorithms. Another analyst noted that Google might just want to keep people in Gmail, which it's tried to remake into a communications and social hub. I talked to tech pundit and Computer World contributor Mitch Wagner about the Gmail calls feature and asked him whether he thought Google might eventually serve ads into it based on what you're talking about.
They might. I don't know how they'll figure out what we're talking about. I guess they could do it. They're constantly working on iterating their voice recognition, doing it now through voicemail messages on Google Voice. It's an interesting and a little bit creepy possibility that they might actually one day get to the point where they could do that in real time and you could have ads displaying in your browser based on what you're saying. I don't think I'd like that the least little bit. Google has mostly proven to be a pretty good steward of privacy, unless you object to their advertising and marketing, which are very above board.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what's the future of the landline telephone? Our last poll question was, what do you think about Facebook Places? 60% said they hate the privacy implications. 21% said they had no opinion and haven't tried it yet. And 12% said they'd stick with Foursquare or Gowalla. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.